Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Jessica.
And this is episode 17 of the Double Knit Podcast.
Baby just spit up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you just got back from California.
Yeah. I want to start out by saying hi to Marion, who works at the Trader Joe's in Santa Rosa, because she was the woman who, I told you that last night, who recognized me.
Oh, that's so funny.
Like, sweater, baby, podcast. I was like, that's amazing.
Cool.
So, she was very nice to meet her. And it was awesome because that doesn't really happen to me. So.
Yeah. I mean, other than at the shop where people are like, hey, aren't you? Yeah.
Because they know we work there.
Yes, exactly. Although I did have someone send me a message on Ravelry because she wasn't sure what shop where we work. So it's the Fiber Gallery in Seattle at 70th and Greenwood.
Yeah.
That's the advertising portion of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, so California was good. I knit a sock, and then security promptly ripped a hole in it.
Oh,
so I'm going to fix that. And what else did I do? Got a manicure and a pedicure. And my mom babysat a lot, so I hung out with my sister. Every night after, Audrey went down for bed, and we knit together and watched horror movies. So
cool.
It was awesome. And, I hung out with my friend Nikki, and I bought a sweater's worth of Elizabeth Lavold Baby Llama.
Mm.
Yummy.
That is very yummy.
Yummy, yummy.
Yes.
So, that was my trip.
Cool.
We know this stuff happened. I ate a lot of good food, but we don't have to talk about it here.
All right.
So, what you been knitting?
Well, I finished the Auburn Camp shirt, so woo! And Erin gave me a little tutorial on sewing my buttons on properly, so I sewed all the buttons on last night. It's a little small. I knew it was going to be a little small, so I'm working diligently on the Couch to 5K program, hoping that I will become a little smaller as well. And
did you join the Ravelry group on that?
Yeah, well, I joined it a while ago.
And so you're just getting started. Doing it.
But yeah, I'm on. I just finished day two of week two, so I'm feeling good so far. And I've been, I'm at this new gym, and I've been going very regularly, and feeling good about that, so that's good. It's cut into my blogging time, seriously, because I usually, would take pictures and blog in the morning between dropping the kids off at school and going to work, and that time is now gone, because I'm at the gym, four times a week, so I haven't quite figured out a new way around that with my schedule, so we'll see. But yeah, so that's going well, and so yay, Auburn Camp shirt's done, and so, well, last night I picked up the Giant Latvian Mitten cardigan again, and I was able to knit, four rounds on it.
Woo!
I think I've got, 15 to go before I put create the sleeve steeks.
Audrey thinks that's funny.
Yes, Audrey thinks I'm hilarious. Big smiles. And then I also I started the Bountiful Bohus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I started that since... I think I did it since last time we recorded. I just had sort of started
a
sleeve. Yeah. I started a sleeve just to kind of mess with it. And then on Friday, I was home all day with the kids. And so I made my goal for the day to finish the cables part. It's a cable rib cuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to finish the cuff so that it'd be on the plain knitting part because Wes and I were going to the movies on Friday night. And I wanted to be able to knit at the movie without having to worry about any shaping or anything. And so somehow magically... Ooh. Oh, big blurb. I knit through the whole movie, and when I got home, I was exactly, I was a half a round away from where I needed to start my shaping.
That's some good knitting mojo.
It was. And so I'm pretty much done with the first sleeve on that, and which, was great to have something that goes really quickly. And then I also, since I was just so flush with my success, I started the diminishing ribs cardigan, which is from the cover of the new Interweave, and I'm using Debbie Bliss Cotton Angora, which I had knit another sweater in years ago and frogged, and then stuff just keeps coming out of that baby.
It's amazing.
And I was telling Kathy at work yesterday that the yarn is it's cotton mostly, so it's kind of, it's like knitting cotton. It's kind of slack. I'm having a hard time getting an even tension with it. I'm having to wrap it around all my fingers 78 times to try to get it nice and firm gauge. And then it's got the angora, so there's little bits of fluff sort of floating around everywhere and getting in my eyes and all over my shirt.
Sounds like fun.
I know. But it's really soft and snuggly. And I know it grows, so I'm trying to intentionally make my cardigan a little bit smaller and probably a little bit shorter than I should. And knowing that it'll get longer and longer and longer as we go along. So, but I'm almost at the part where I divide, it's top down, and I'm almost ready to divide off the sleeves.
Oh, awesome.
And I started that on Saturday, so woohoo! Let's hear it for fast knitting.
Is that worsted or Aran?
It's, yeah, it's like 4.5 stitches to an inch. Cool. So. Or, yeah. No, or slightly, no, it's like, I think it's 19 stitches over 4 inches, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, yeah, tons and tons of knitting. I'm feeling good. Yeah.
Okay.
And I went to a movie. Can I talk about movies? Because I have tons of movies talk about.
Yeah. I saw a movie, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you see?
I saw Last House on the Right or whatever. I didn't know what it was. I just thought it was a horror movie, and I was like, sweet. But
it's
no,
it's
like...
It's like a sadistic killer rapist movie.
Yeah. My sister liked it. I pretty much hated it. It was incredibly violent towards women.
Yeah.
Like, really, really violent towards women. And the bad guys get theirs in the end, but it wasn't quite enough. And there was no reasoning for why they were so twisted and messed up like they were.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't say, oh, you know, there's no backstory to the character.
Yeah.
It was just like, these people are gross.
This is just this whole new trend in movies, like the Saw movies and stuff like this. Like, let's just see how sadistic and horrible we can make movies for no reason.
Yeah. The Saw ones are at least more in the horror genre. This one was just, like, messed up.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's too bad. Well, on Friday night, I saw I Love You, Man, which stars my boyfriend, Jason Segel, and Paul Rudd, and it was really good, and I loved it. And it's, I think they're positioning it in the ads to make it look a little bit more like a really juvenile, gross-out kind of thing
than it is.
It is still a little juvenile, a little gross-out, but not that bad, but it's a much more realistic, like, I think it's sort of like, based somewhat in reality and then juiced up to make it interesting enough to be a movie. But it's about a guy who has no guy friends, and so his pursuit, when he gets engaged, he realizes that he doesn't have any guy friends, he doesn't have a best friend, so he starts to hunt around for one. And it was very funny. It was actually, although Wes, like, during the movie, like, kind of was, like, slumping down more and more in his chair, and at some point was kind of like, over onto my seat, because I think it cut a little too close to the bone for him. Like, there's just a lot of similarities between him and this character, and then when they came out, like...
The Jason Segel character?
The Paul Rudd character, like, yeah, I used to play a little bass in high school, then he was like, and it just kind of went from there, and afterwards he's like, I am not a fan of Rush, I just want to state that for the record. So, yeah, anyway, but it was a lot of fun, I liked it, and we also saw, I don't think we talked about it, we also saw Watchmen when it came out, like, 2 weeks ago, which I think was after we recorded the last time. And I really didn't like it at all, and neither did Wes, and I think it's because we both read the book, and I think basically, like, if you're interested in Watchmen, just read the book. The movie, the acting is awful. Awful, awful for the most part, and, the actor who plays, Ozymandias is this British actor, so his accent, like, kind of, like, is just, like, wildly veering, like, through the entire movie. So by the time we left, we were like, is this guy, like, Norwegian or what? Like, what is up with this accent? So, anyway, it was bad, and it's really long. It's almost 3 hours long.
Yeah.
So, and it was kind of funny, because I think everyone else in the theater was, like, thinking, like, superhero movie, like, Batman, woo! And then...
No,
it's not, and it's 3 hours long, and they're all like, what is happening here? So, and then we also saw, this weekend, we took the kids to go see Under the Sea 3D at IMAX.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I've ever seen a 3D movie in the theater. And I think
the 3D, IMAX ones are cool.
I think the 3D technology has improved a lot, too.
You were like the goggly things.
Yeah, the really good glasses. And the effect was really, really good. And the narration and what they chose to show in the movie could have been a little bit better, but it was 45 minutes long. It was fun. The kids had a really good time. It was hilarious to look around the theater, because all little kids in the theater all have their arms up in the air trying to touch the stuff. That's like... But, yeah, so that was really fun. The kids were like, we don't want to go see a movie. Ah. And Wes and I just said, like, forget it. We're taking them whether they want to go or not. And, of course, they had a great time. So.
Yeah.
And then...
Enforced playtime.
Yeah.
I do that with the cat sometimes. They're outside. She doesn't want to go.
Yeah. Go have fun. And then Sunday night, I was watching Frozen River, which I got from Netflix. And it just was one of these movies where, like, bad people who've been ground down by the world, like, things get worse and worse and worse and worse. And I finally was like, I can't watch this. And about 30 minutes before the end of the movie, I, like, packed it up and sent it back to Netflix. And I'm like, I don't care how it works
done
out.
Done with it.
I didn't want to watch it. Oh, and my, oh, yeah, and I also saw Rachel Getting Married. I kind of did a little, like, Best Actress nominees I haven't seen yet tour, which I thought was great. Really well done. I don't think Anne Hathaway was, was, like, Oscar-worthy in it, but everybody was good in it. It was an interesting movie, but at some point, like, something sort of poignant happened in the movie, and I got, like, a little teary, and then I, like, started to cry, and then I wept through the whole movie. For, like, 40 minutes, and it had nothing to do with what was happening in the movie. I just, like, couldn't stop crying at that point. Like, I'd opened a vein, and it just, like, wouldn't stop. And so by the time the movie was over, I had this huge pile of, like, sopping wet Kleenex on the table, and I was, like, knitting along, like, watching this movie. I don't know why. Anyway, so I guess I have some issues. But I still thought it was pretty well done. Yeah. Anyway, good performances all around in there. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I watched Brothers of the Head.
Oh, right, yeah.
Watched instantly. And it was awesome. Mm. Noah was like, what the heck are you watching?
Yeah.
Basically, it's done documentary style about these Siamese twins in the mid-70s that this talent agent or something basically buys them from their dad and then, molds them into these rock stars.
Yes.
You know. Drug use, and they had the same lover, and all kinds of craziness.
Yeah.
It was good. I liked it. Very glammy, kind of. And one of the brothers plays the bass, and the other one sings, so.
Yes.
She didn't like it so much. She was a little bored with it.
She thought it was a little self-indulgent.
Yeah. And what else did I watch? I watched Caught Up with RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes!
Yeah, it's awesome. I actually really liked Angina.
Yes, I did
too. She's my favorite.
That was sad when Angina had to go.
Yeah. She's so cute.
I know.
And little.
I know, and Rue was so upset. That was so sad.
Yeah, when they did the, the HIV episode, I got a little teary.
I know.
I mean, you have to watch it.
Yeah,
to know what
it's
I'm talking
good.
About.
It's good stuff.
It's good. And it's actually only, like, 8 episodes long.
Yeah, it's super short.
Yeah. So,
So you got to see Charo, too.
Oh, yeah,
Charo was a special guest.
Oh, my God.
So hilarious.
He's crazy.
It was so perfect.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, and then when I was in California, my sister and I watched a horror movie every night. So I rewatched Poltergeist and some other stuff I probably had seen before.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was fun because we just knit while we did that.
Cool.
But I didn't talk about my knitting. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I thought you were saying you need a sock. Yes, I'm sorry. There's more.
Yeah, there's more.
I'm so excited to talk about movies.
Yeah, because you actually saw some.
Yes.
My cardigan for Arlen's going pretty well. I actually didn't take it with me to California because it wouldn't fit my suitcase because I had all the baby stuff in there, too.
Darn baby.
I know. The sock stuff fits, so that's what I took. And I finished one sock, and I almost got through the heel flap on the second one last night. But, you know, I had to fix the hole. The security ripped in the first one.
Yeah. So when they were checking your bags, they
snagged
it on something.
Yeah, they pulled it out, snagged it on something because there were needles and stuff in there. I don't know why. It was weird. But, so I have to fix that. And then cardigan for Arwen, I'm almost done with the body section. I can start the sleeves. So I think I have 11 and a half inches or something.
Cool.
I'm going to make it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But,
what are you doing?
She's trying to eat my hair in her fist at the same time.
Yummy.
I think that's it, actually. Oh, no, I finished the matinee coat.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, I had to block it, and I decided instead of the ribbon, which she would promptly just rip out, to do a button loop.
Uh-huh.
So I got a button a couple weeks ago.
Cool.
So I have to block it first. And then I'm going to enter in the tactile contest they're having for their birthday.
Yeah.
It's, you know, over at the end of the month.
I don't think we talked about that on the blog. If you, like, if you make something out of yarn from Tactile, you submit photos of it, and there's a contest.
Yeah, there's on the Tactile group on Ravelry, there's a thread for their birthday contest, or anniversary contest, whatever.
Cool.
And people are submitting spinning that they've done from their roving, too. So it doesn't have to be a finished project, I don't think.
Cool.
So. I'm going to do that. I'm actually going to unblock that today.
Good.
So, yeah, that's movies and knitting.
Okay.
I actually finished a book, too. Oh, you finished a book, too?
I did.
Okay.
I finally finished One Good Turn by Kate Atkinson, which was great. I don't know why it took me forever to read it. And I immediately started When Will There Be Good News by Kate Atkinson, because it's a trilogy that starts with case histories and then One Good Turn and When Will There Be Good News. And I think I like it more than One Good Turn so far. I love the characters. I just love her writing style. Her narrative voice is, like, really dry and funny, and it's just kind of dark, and I just enjoy it so much. So I'm actually, like, nearly 100 pages into this book, which for me is some sort of, like,
speed reading.
I know. I might finish it in, like, a month or two. It's kind of incredible. So I'm feeling pretty proud of myself. Have you been able to fit in any reading?
Yeah, I picked up Eclipse.
Oh, right. Yes.
I'm more than halfway through. I picked it up on Saturday.
So that's the third one.
That's the third trilogy, one. Right? Yeah. Okay. So my sister had all of them, except her friend had borrowed Eclipse, so I could have read it while I was down there. But when I got back, like, it was finally waiting for me at the library. So
Cool.
After, like, a couple months or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good. Light reading.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing
very light
really
reading.
Heavy. I also started reading a book of short stories called The Loneliest Road in America. I think his name is Roy Parvin, but I might be completely wrong.
I'll look that up.
Yeah, my friend Nikki gave it to me.
Oh, good.
So, it's good.
Cool.
The two stories I read are really interesting. Yeah. And I feel like I've accomplished stuff, even if I haven't read the whole book, because I finished, like, one story.
Like, yeah, that's right.
But Nikki also gave me Tropico, which is, like, a simulation game, kind of like The Sims, but you're a dictator for an island.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've been kind of addicted to that lately. Because I like to be a dictator, apparently. And, you know, it's like, you build this island up, and you have all these... What's going on?
Goodness, buddy.
Oh, she's getting sleepy. Yeah, so you're a dictator of this island, and you have to provide all these things for your people, and you can either scare them into obeying, or you can make them happy and give them the stuff they want. I usually make them happy, but sometimes it's fun to, like, do the army base and stuff like that. Scare them into submission. So, yeah. And she gave me the second one, too, which is... Pirates. It's the same deal, but you're like a pirate captain, and you have to organize raids, and you have to give them brothels, give them enough, like, stuff that they're not unhappy, but they don't like it if you give them too much instruction, and, like, yeah, I don't know. So I haven't played that one yet. I've been playing Tropico. So
cool.
Yeah. But I've been working a lot. Like, the week before I left, I worked 37 hours.
That's a lot. There's some serious weed whacking going on outside.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
They just show up whenever. They don't have a certain day to come. So. I wanted to talk about all the alpaca we're getting at the shop.
Oh, sure. Let's talk alpaca. I've been on an alpaca binge. Okay. Yes.
I worked on Sunday, so I saw the 100%.
The pure alpaca that just came from Cascade.
Which is pretty.
Which is kind of a light worsted. And actually, Kathy at the shop is just starting a project out of it from Custom Knits. It's kind of a goofy sweater in the book. I don't remember what it's called, but it's shown in the book first in, like, a brown version where it's really high in the front with a cable running down the front.
Oh, yeah, like that one.
And then it's scooped in the back. And then they show it worn like a normal person where it's scoop neck in the front with a cable running down the front with short sleeves. So she's doing that out of it. And I'm thinking I might do the Jane sweater that's in that book, which is a top-down. They're both top-down. No, I'm sorry. The one that Kathy's doing is a top-down raglan. I'm thinking of doing one of the top-down set-and-sleeve ones that's a cardigan that has the little chevron brocade on the bottom. So I really like that yarn. It's really soft and lovely.
And not that long ago, we got the alpaca lace.
Which is also from Cascade, another 100% baby alpaca.
And then we got alpaca silk from Blue Sky, which I decided I'd buy the sweater source.
Yeah, it's
nice. To
make
the silk cocoon, cardigan or wrap or whatever.
From the new Interweave.
From the new Interweave.
And then And so we're also about to get felted tweed from Rowan, yay, which is an alpaca blend.
I'm
and
excited.
We're getting Portland tweed, which is from Classic Elite, which is very similar to the felted tweed,
which
but in
I
a
saw worst
Yukai way.
And it's super pretty. Good color palette.
Really good colors. And I think I got all of them.
Yay!
So
that
and then
make
we're
us
getting,
happy.
Yeah. And then we're getting alpaca socks, which is from Classic Elite. And I think there's another alpaca one too. And then Classic Elite just came out with this lace weight alpaca silk blend, and I just, like, the rep was showing it to me, and I'm like, I can't do it, I'm done, there's no more alpaca I could possibly get for the store.
Yeah, where are we gonna put it?
I don't know, we're gonna have to rearrange something. Yeah, we're gonna have to rearrange something, Audrey.
She
something's
likes alpaca.
Gotta change. Yeah, do you?
Mm-hmm.
I like alpaca a lot, too. But yeah, something's gonna, I did a bunch of ordering, because we have, the shop has our big annual sale coming up.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Next month, in just a couple weeks. And so there's a lot that's been discontinued because things that have happened in this, I mean, you know, sort of the usual stuff gets discontinued. But then also, like, this year, Needful Yarns went out of business. So, like, all the yarns we carry from Lenegato and Needful and King are all going in the sale because they're all discontinued.
Is that Color Baby that's King?
Yes, Color Baby is one. I know.
Okay.
There's,
I'm going to have to get some of
the Kim and
it.
The Kelly and the Cottons and the new alpaca that we had, the wool alpaca wool blend that was a sport weight. All of that is going. So that we're losing a lot of stuff for that. And then we just have other things that we're just getting rid of, you know, some... there's also a lot of stuff where I can, like, they haven't quite been discontinued by the company, but
I can tell.
I can tell they're getting ready. You know, because you go to reorder a yarn and they're like, oh, that color is discontinued. And you're like, okay. And then you go to reorder another color in the same line and they say, that color is discontinued.
Yeah.
It's like, once that happens two or three times, it's like, you know, the line is on its way out. But a lot of the companies we deal with are just the distributors. They're not actually the manufacturers on the yarn. So things kind of trickle down pretty slowly.
Yeah.
So, but we're getting rid of a lot in this sale. It's gonna. We're,
good for you guys.
Yeah. It's gonna be a great sale. So there's a lot that's gonna be on clearance, and then we're getting in yarns from Classic Elite, like the ones that I mentioned. There might be a couple of other ones, and then also a few new yarns new to us from Crystal Palace. We're gonna be getting the Mini Mochi when it's available again. And Taos and Kaya and
that's exciting though.
Yeah, there's
Taos is really cute.
It's gonna I made a little hat out of it just to try it out and I like it. But anyway, so I was just thinking about it the other day walking around the shop, like it's gonna be kinda different in here once all this stuff changes over. So
new stuff for me to buy, yay.
Yeah. anyway, so super loud here today. Maybe we should kind of wrap things up.
Sorry about that. I did actually buy some Elon Callista for the little Liza Jane.
Oh yeah.
Dress too.
What kind of yarn is Callista?
It's linen something something blend here. Oh, I'll let you feel it.
Okay.
And I got enough to make two dresses. One in the six month size, and one the toddler size.
Woo.
It feels pretty good, though.
So it is viscose cotton linen.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like the colors for kid stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Cool. I thought maybe if I liked it after I've knit with it, that I would do my Cables and O's sweater from No Sheep For You.
Oh, yeah.
In that.
In
because
this?
I think it's the same gauge and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's one that every time I look at it, I think, oh, I'd like to make that sweater. Then I remember that I've still got everything to make the Katharine Hepburn cardigan, which, while not the same, is similar, and I certainly should make the Katharine Hepburn before I do that. So, yeah, I've been sort of, like, rearranging my queue in Ravelry and kind of stacking things differently. So, I think the next thing I'm planning on starting is going to be L'Amour from a Rowan that's like a leaf
lace.
I'll have
to look at that on your queue.
It's a cute little kind of simple shape leaf lace with like 3/4 length sleeves. And then also the February Baby sweater that I've already knit in my mind in the Malabrigo.
Yeah, I have had Wicked in my queue for since 2007, I think. Yeah. And that's what I got the baby llama for. So oh, that'll right. be nice, yeah. And I make the short sleeve version because llama is hot.
Mm.
So that'll be really pretty. And I'm going to bump Mariah down once again after I finish my artwork to knit it. Because I'm like, I just want something that's like in the round. And
but don't you just have to do the hood on Mariah?
Yeah.
See, I'm like, I need to get stuff finished. Like, stuff lingering that's that close to being done just drives me crazy. Which is why, like, for the camp shirt, like, when I was, like, halfway through it, I could let it sit forever. But once I could see that, like, I just need to do this one last bit, like, I have to finish it. Otherwise, I just go nuts. It just gnaws at me for...
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how I feel once I finish Arwen.
Okay.
Because that will be, you know, I've only finished one sweater for Handy Swing Window. There's no pressure.
No, well, you know.
I knew I wasn't going to make it anyways.
Finished one sweater, so. Have a new baby. Get stuff going on. Right, Audrey?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I'm excited. I'm actually interested in doing small projects right now anyways. But
yeah.
Socks, and I'm going to do her little dress, and...
It's funny how doing Nanny Swing Window has totally changed the way I look at stuff. Like, when I'm looking at Ravelry, like, I look at Friends Activity, and I'm like, I don't even see the stuff that isn't sweaters. I'm just like, sweater, sweater, sweater. And I kind of go through phases. Like, I know I've gone through periods where all I see when I'm looking is socks, 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 and all that other stuff. Like, don't show me sweaters. Socks, socks, socks. And right now, I'm just all about sweaters. And by the time Nanny Swing Window is done, I feel very confident I'll have 12 sweaters, but I'll still have another, like, 38 sweaters in my queue, because I just keep adding more and more stuff. Like,
I moved the ones I actually want to knit soon up to the top of my queue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
I've been kind of obsessively rearranging the first two pages of my queue. And I went through and I got rid of... I've been trying to edit stuff out, too, but...
Yeah, I did that, and then I added a bunch of new stuff.
I know. It's hard.
But I love that organized feature on there, where you can tag stuff.
Oh, I love that.
I know. You're like, I'm looking for a specific sweater.
Well,
click your sweater tab, and then there they all are.
Woo. Yeah. So, I don't know if everybody knows about that. Like, you can create folders now in your queue, and you can also do it with your favorites.
Oh, I don't have any favorites, so.
Where if you remember to tag, because tagging is important, if you tag stuff... then you can say, like, this folder, everything that is tagged with, you know, pullover, cardigan, sweater, Nanny Swaymo Dough, whatever, it would all get shuffled into that one folder.
Mm-hmm.
And things can get shuffled into multiple folders. So, like, I have one for color work and one for sweaters. So if I have a sweater with color work, it might end up in both folders. But I just tried to do it sort of based on, like, the way I tend to kind of shop around for a project. Like, I want to knit a pair of socks, or I kind of want to do something cabley, or I want to do something color work, so I divided mine up that way. But it is really useful, and it was also good because it forced me to finally go through and tag everything that was in my queue, because not everything had been tagged.
Yeah, so now when I go to add stuff to my queue, I just tag it right then.
Yes, I try to do that.
Because it took forever to tag my 6 pages of
Well, when I queue. Went through and tagged, it also was another chance to kind of review, like, do I really want this in my queue? Nah. Sometimes I throw things in my queue and I'm like, this should just really be in my favorites. I like things about it, but I'm never going to make it, or just something I want to remember.
Good feature.
Yes. Excellent feature. So, just want to remind everybody again, we have show notes at our website, which is doubleknit.net. And we also have the Ravelry group, so we can chat there as well. Yes.
I've been thinking we should do some kind of contest or knit along or something like that. So we should talk about that. And if you have suggestions, then you can leave them on the show notes thing or on the group board on Ravelry.
Sure.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah. Nothing huge since Nanny Swing Widows.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, knit along, but I've got other stuff I gotta knit, unless the knit along is for a sweater.
Yeah. So if there's anything, that you guys want to knit along, or any ideas for contests or something, I'm sure there's stuff we could de-stash or gift to you. Let us know.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Bye.
Bye.